It's been an ugly week for risk markets, with things really heading south in the aftermath of Wednesday's hawkish Fed minutes. But all things considered, stocks have actually held up rather well. At the same time, we're not convinced this is for good reason necessarily, with the most likely cause having something to do with investors hoping the Fed will backtrack as it always has. And yet, we're coming up to nearly 15 years since the financial markets crisis of 2008, and it would be foolish to ignore the reality that all good things must come to an end. We've reached the limits of unprecedented monetary policy accommodation, and now with inflation shooting up, it really doesn't leave the Fed much choice but to keep its word this time round. A March Fed hike is now almost fully discounted, with odds for a fourth hike this year pushing up to even. We think a lot of how the market settles into the weekly close will have to do with today's U.S. jobs report. All of the headline reads should be watched closely, of course, but it's that hourly earnings component that could prove to be the most disruptive. Hourly earnings is believed to be a good indicator for inflation expectations, and if that print comes in above forecast, it could open more downside pressure in stocks and another round of flight to safety. If, on the other hand, the number comes in soft, investors may get some relief as they head into the weekend. Other key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German trade and industrial production, Eurozone inflation, retail sales, sentiment and consumer confidence, Canada employment, and Canada IV PMIs. That's all for now.